Hey everybody, you're listening to Dawn Chanel and Akiana's Lip Smackin' Podcast. Thank you so much for clicking in. As always, we hope you have time to stick in. We have some great hot topics coming your way from Akiana. And of course, I come to you with some consumer reports that I think you need to know about. One sweet one in particular that I'll be sharing with you on today's show. So stick around and have some fun with us as we normally do. We are here for you, and we hope that you're here for us too. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for listening.
They really out here trying to get this vaccine out. Like really, really. It's not just open for the elderly people. Homeless individuals with pre-existing conditions now have access to receive the COVID vaccine. LA has now made it possible for all homeless individuals to receive the vaccine. This comes following a report by UCLA stating that homeless individuals in LA are 50% more likely to die upon contracting the virus than the general population. Just sticking people with shit. This next one is my kind of story. And the story goes a little like this. Trump's wax figure has been removed from a museum in Texas after visitors keep punching it. Laugh out freaking loud. This museum is located in downtown San Antonio, Texas. It has been decided that the removal of the Donald Trump wax figure would be best after visitors keep punching it. According to The Hill, the wax figure was removed from the public view and put in storage as it sustained multiple beatings. Trump's wax figure sustained scratches to the face, according to the regional manager. And when he was a highly political figure, attacks can be a problem. It's likely that the figure will not return to the floor, and the wax figure will be added of President Joe Biden. I just think it's a little hilarious. Kind of gets what he deserves. I swear I feel like every month these two people are in the limelight. They just can't get out of it. And that is none other than the Dr. Dre and his estranged wife. What does estranged mean? Why, when the killer does something, they say the estranged or the estranged? Why is it estranged? We know that this girl is his wife. Like, why is she estranged? I don't know. Maybe I don't understand the definition of estranged. Anyways, so there's a journalist by the name of Dee Barnes. She recently reacted to Dr. Dre's wife being denied a restraining order. She says, "I was denied one too after being brutally assaulted by him." Like I said, she's a hip hop journalist. And as previously reported, Nicole Young, which is Dr. Dre's wife, has accused Dr. Dre of physically abusing her. She filed for an order that called her after he called her a greedy bitch in a song that was premiered on Instagram last month. In the song, it says, "Trying to kill me with them lies and the perjury. I see you trying to fuck me while I'm in surgery. I'm in ICU, deathbed on some money shit. Greedy bitch, take a pic. Girl, you know how to get money." The lyrics came after she asked for $2 million for a month in spousal support. Nicole, the wife, reportedly said the track was threatening, but the judge said there isn't enough evidence to grant her the order. Dee Barnes, the journalist, responded. She said, "This news triggered me. I was also denied a restraining order after being brutally assaulted and receiving threats from Dre. I'm logging off because I need a mental break." In 2019 of April, Dee Barnes appeared on the Wendy Williams Show and detailed an incident between her and Dre, where he allegedly grabbed her by her hair, slammed her into the ground at a party. Call this shaking my head at full speed. This is a shame. Dre, get it together. Your wife says you're abusive. This journalist says you're abusive. Monice, the girl from Love and Hip Hop who has a baby by one of them B2K dudes, reported that you were with April Jones, who was also with another B2K member who slept with her baby daddy that was still a B2K member. Anyways, Moniece reported that you were with April and you sent death threats to her house. Like, come on, dude. You're a whole man. Leave these women alone and keep your hands to yourself. I would like to call this segment, My Ass Would Be in Jail. Well, there was a white elementary school teacher by the name of Carla Laster. Carla thought it would be a good idea to make a black 5-year-old student clean feces out of the toilet last Friday with his bare hands. She stated she doesn't know why she made him do it. She works at Crystal Hill Elementary School in North Little Rock, Arkansas, and is now on administrative leave. I am very strongly in believing that I would have the first tier of the entire prison cell. I would be on top of the jail if I was the mother of this child. I'm glad it happened to somebody that I guess is passive. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just saying, if this was me, I would be in jail. Thanks for listening. Racism is some real shit. It's the way you handle racism. I'm black, so I'm used to it. It just makes sense because it's all that I know. It's when you do a hate crime that makes it a little bit more different. I'm racist against some other black people. There's a certain type of black people that I pre-choose not to deal with from stereotypes. Even though that is my culture, that is my group, those are my roots, that is where, you know, it's a part of me. It's my culture. This summer, we dealt with a lot. We had George Floyd. We had Breonna Taylor. We had Ahmaud Arbery. It was a lot going on this summer against black people. And unfortunately, I feel like the tables have turned. They are attacking Asian people now and doing it. And it's so disgusting. I've seen a lot of hype, a lot of blogs out there that are saying the Asians didn't speak up for us less. That is not right. Everybody has a voice, and I believe everybody's voice should be heard. The attacks against Asians are not okay. That is fucking sickening. There was a lady who was in New York. She was a 25-year-old Asian woman. Her name is Kathy. She was the last victim targeted as a hate crime. There was a white man that urinated on her while she was inside of the subway car. Kathy told the report. She said she explained, while I was sitting down on the F train going towards Queens, a white male walked into the car I was in. He entered from the train car behind me and stopped next to me. He started standing really close to me, and I began to feel very uncomfortable. So as I scooted to my right, I noticed that his penis was pointed at me and there was urine on my bag and jacket. We made eye contact, but he didn't say anything. I only said one thing. Are you serious? As I looked around, none of the bystanders said or did anything. He got off the train at 75th, and I considered getting off the train and reporting the incident to the police immediately. But I was alone and I was afraid, so I kept riding the train until the train stopped. A bystander in front of me took a video and sent it to me. The bystander's angle in the video, you can't tell what the man is doing, but I know he projected his penis at me. As the man exited the train, Kathy grabbed a photo of him and described him to police as a white male in his 60s, around 6 feet tall with gray eyebrows in the photo. The suspect is seen in all black with a black ski mask on his head. His jacket featured an American flag patch on his left chest. Kathy currently has a harassment report filed with the police, but her perpetrator has yet to be arrested. This is the sickest fucking thing I could think. Nigga, your urine
Don't your urine have like salmonella or hepatitis? Whatever it is, that shit is disgusting. Nigga, you're 60 years old and you felt the need to fucking urinate on somebody? Get the fuck out of here. This is so disgusting. Something has to be done about racism. This shit is getting out of control. It was out of control when they kill black people for being black. But now you're going into other races. Hopefully another race has more pull than us as African Americans have. And together we can make a difference or make something happen. That's just a prayer that I have. Well, 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 I know I touched on this subject before, but it looks like respirations for black people are becoming a real thing. This is coming out of Evanston, Illinois. This is actually the first city to make respirations available to its black residents. And this is for past discrimination and the lingering effects of slavery. The Chicago Suburb City Council voted 8-1 to distribute $400,000 to eligible black households. Each qualifying household would receive $25,000 for home repairs or down payments on property. The program is being funded through donations and revenue from a 3% tax on the sale of recreational marijuana. Woo! The city has pledged to distribute $10 million over 10 years. Qualifying residents must either have lived in or been a direct descendant of a black person who lived in Evanston between 1919 and 1969 and who suffered discrimination in housing because of the city ordinances, policies, or practices. Shout out to Evanston, Illinois. I love this story. I love it.
Hey everybody, this is Dawn Chanel with Lip Smack and the podcast. I want to thank Kelly Hayes with the Fox TV digital team for bringing us the recent information on what's going on with these free donuts. So let's get into it, you guys. Let's see what's popping with Krispy Kreme and these free donuts they're talking about. Well, according to Fox 11, Krispy Kreme is offering free donuts a day to anyone with a COVID-19 vaccination for the rest of 2021. Krispy Kreme is offering Americans a sweet incentive, according to Fox 11. According to Winston-Salem's edition, Krispy Kreme is offering Americans a sweet incentive to get a COVID-19 vaccine by giving a free donut to anyone who shows proof of vaccination. And inoculated customers can keep going back every single day for the rest of the year. The company announced Monday that anyone who shows a valid COVID-19 vaccination card will get a free original glazed donut at participating Krispy Kreme locations nationwide for the remainder of 2021. So what's up, guys? It looks like we're trading in COVID for diabetes. Okay, enjoy your donuts. Hey everybody, this is Dawn Chanel coming to you with some consumer reports that you need to know about. This is coming from News 4 You, and I want to thank Mary Cacados Sr. for bringing us the story to News 4 You. Basically, at least 44 hand sanitizers made amid the pandemic shortages have high levels of cancer-causing chemical benzene, which is considered as dangerous as asbestos. And this is a warning given via pharmacies. This was on the Daily Mail. Some hand sanitizers that popped up during the coronavirus pandemic to help meet the demand contain high levels of cancer-causing chemical, a new analysis finds. Valisher, an online pharmacy based in New Haven, Connecticut, said it has detected benzene in several batches across the multiple brands of hand sanitizer. The product is considered as dangerous as asbestos, and several companies had levels of up to 8 times the limit recommended by the United States Food and Drug Administration, which is known as FDA. The presence of benzene, a known human carcinogen, and multiple other contaminants in products widely recommended for the prevention of spreading the SARS-CoV-2 virus causing COVID-19 and regularly used by adults and children in large volumes makes these findings especially troubling, Valisher wrote in a letter to the FDA. Benzene is a liquid chemical that is typically colorless, but at room temperature can become light yellow color. It is naturally found in volcanoes and as a result of forest fires, but is also used to make several products, including detergents, dyes, lubricants, and rubbers. Being exposed to high levels of benzene can cause cells to not work correctly, such as causing bone marrow to not produce enough red blood cells or damaging the immune system to lose white blood cells, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer has identified benzene as a carcinogen, putting it in the highest risk category, group one, with other chemicals such as asbestos. Benzene has been linked to blood cancers such as leukemia. So the FDA currently recommends a limit of 2 ppm, that's part per million, for liquid hand sanitizer, but does not have recommendations for others such as sprays. For its analysis, Valisher sampled 260 bottles from 168 brands sold at various big box stores, supermarkets, pharmacies, and online retailers across the country. Of the liquid and non-liquid products tested, 44 batches, or 17%, had detectable levels of benzene. A total of 21 bottles, or 8% of the supply, contained levels of benzene above 2 parts per million. An 8-ounce bottle of hand sanitizer made by company Art Naturals has the highest level of benzene at 16 parts per million. Test results by the online pharmacy were verified by the Yale University's Chemical and Biophysical Instrumentation Center and Boston Analytics and Private Laboratory. All of the products with the highest levels of benzene began selling their products in either April or May of 2020, according to FDA records, when mainstays were disappearing off the shelves. Valisher believes some of the sanitizers may have become contaminated with benzene because the chemical is sometimes used in alcohol purification, although it is supposed to be removed before the hand sanitizer is packaged. So, lastly, Valisher has drafted a citizen petition to the FDA identifying the products and asking the agency to recall the batches, conduct its own analysis, and to develop guidance documents defining the limit of benzene for all hand sanitizers. This is not the first time potentially toxic hand sanitizers have come under public scrutiny. In June of 2020, FDA warned Americans to stop using 9 hand sanitizers because they contain varying amounts of methanol. Methanol is a type of alcohol that can be poisonous if it's absorbed through the skin or ingested. Not long after the FDA warned against ingesting hand sanitizer, after at least 7 people in New Mexico did so, leaving 3 dead and 1 permanently blind. So, yeah, that's a consumer report that you need to know about because I need to know about it. Because then when I tell you the way I use hand sanitizer, okay, the way I use hand sanitizer is ridiculous. I douse it on, okay, when I'm leaving a counter from where I've, you know, maybe it's the bank counter and they have hand sanitizer there, or the grocery store line and they have hand sanitizer there. I pump, and I don't just do my hands. I take it all the way up to my elbows. If I'm feeling a little bit, you know, extra that day, I might take it all the way up to my shoulders. I'm bathing both arms, fingertips, all the way up to my shoulder blades, okay? I'm not playing no games, but now, I'm realizing, and you should realize too, you just can't trust anybody's hand sanitizer just because it says hand sanitizer. Okay? Okay? I know this is just one of those things that has happened, but at the same time, it has happened. So we have to pay attention to what we're putting on our skin, what we're consuming. We have to pay attention, right? So pay attention to the hand sanitizers that you own. Carry your own around. Don't trust anybody's, because everybody, if it's a company, if it's a business and they have to buy a lot of it, they're trying to save. And if they're getting discounted hand sanitizer, not saying that that's necessarily the case, but if they are, it's possible that sanitizer might have benzene in it, because all that good stuff that we're used to, when it got bought up by everybody acting crazy and buying it all up and being selfish, we got left with the other kind. And the other kind, although may sanitize some shit, it also desanitizes some shit at the same time. And then some stuff we don't want desanitized. I don't want to confuse the story, but if you know what I mean when I say desanitized, I mean, I'm not trying to be blind. I'm not trying to get cancer. I'm not trying to do any of this shit. I'm just trying to knock off some COVID germs off my hands so I can live happily. So be cautious of the hand sanitizers that you use. Take care. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's show. Just in case you haven't listened to many shows prior to this one, or even if you have, I just wanted to remind some of you and let some of you know that Aunt Kiana and myself, Dawn Chanel, we are entrepreneurs. Yes, we are. We are entrepreneurs. We are businesswomen. We have visions and we are growing daily. We are building. Just to give you some information about Akiana, she has a beautiful hairline, hair care line, and it's called Kennedy's Coil Oil. Again, that's Kennedy's Coil Oil. And we've talked about it on the show before. We've done drops about her products before, and we'll start back doing the drops on the products. But just wanted you to know that she does have a hair care line, and she also has a wellness line. She has a depress aid oil that will stimulate the mind. She has crystals and beads as well. So go ahead and visit Kennedy's Coil Oil, KY. Well, I'm not even going to pretend like I know how to spell it. Hold on. Let me do it right. I don't want to spell it wrong, okay? KYNEDISKOILOIL.com. Kennedy's Coil Oil.com. Go on over there and support our girl, Akiana. She has a wonderful line for you to check out. And then, of course, there is me. I am an entrepreneur as well. I do several things. One thing in particular, though, that I would like you guys to check out is my nail care. There is a product called Color Street. And with that, I would love for you to take a look at their nail polish strips. It's 100% real nail polish, and you just lay it on your nail and press it down, and your nail is automatically polished, and you don't have to wait for it to dry. They come in so many awesome colors and designs. You just have to check it out for yourself. So do that by visiting myamazingnails.com. Traditional spelling, guys. Myamazingnails.com. And you'll see some awesome nail designs there. So that's just one of the things that I do. And if you are always on the Zoom, or actually more so, you know, you like to dress up, you're going places and you want to spruce up your neck, wrist, your fingers and your earlobes, well, you can do that by visiting Pretty Pink Parties. Again, that's Pretty Pink Parties. That is my e-commerce site where you can buy all types of accessories that are only $5. Those accessories are actually, I get them from Paparazzi. I get the new releases. So it's a little bit different than what you would find on the Replicated website. They are pretty hot and you can't just get your hands on them. You have to get them from particular representatives and I'm one of them. So I would highly recommend you visiting Pretty Pink Parties and getting your hands on some of these exciting accessories that are only $5. Again, you guys, thank you so much for listening to our show. We've been rocking and rolling with you guys since 2019. Yeah, 2019, 2020, and wait, hold on. Am I saying that right? Yeah. And 2021. Yeah. This is the third year and we're in it to win it. We're having a great time. Thank you so much for being around, sticking around, clicking in and sticking in. We will see you again next week. Take care.